Good morning. I'm Apostle Charles Patrick, and I'm here this morning. It's Sunday morning, October 2nd, and we are preparing to go to the sanctuary this morning, where we'll be talking about a very subject, I believe, that's very relevant to us today and something that we all need to be more aware of as we go into the end of what we call the end of an old year and the beginning of a new one, is that a lot of things right now in the earth or in our communities, in our countries, are unsettled, a lot of unrest. And I believe that we should pay attention to what God has called us to do, and that is to abide under the shadow of his wings, to stay in a place where God can cover us, even in spite of all of the things that's going on around us. Scripture we want to talk about just this morning here is 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 2. And I will read it to you out of the Message version. It says, "The Spirit makes it clear that as time goes on, some are going to give up on their faith and chase after demonic illusions put forth by professional liars. These liars have lied so well and for so long, they've lost their capacity for truth." We've got so many people right now chasing after something. They know that they need something rather than what they have or what they possess. But in their pursuit of this something, they're forgetting one key thing. You have to keep Jesus at the center of your pursuit. If you begin to pursue after anything else that's not God-ordained or God-centered, then you're going to find yourself living out a fate where you're going to end up with all the other people who never sought after God, who never pursued him, who never obeyed him. You're going to end up lost just like them. I believe that you and I have to be very careful that we allow God to cover us as we go into this last hour. God puts a hedge of protection around those that have called upon him. The Bible said so in Job chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. It says, "Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? And there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.'" Notice he stays away from evil. He didn't say evil wasn't in the land. He just says that Job has a way of staying away from it. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you made a hedge around him and around his household and all around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land." What the devil was admitting to God is that you put a hedge around this guy, and I can't get to him. He said, "You have blessed everything that he possesses." Can you hear me this morning? Everything that Job possessed, the devil testified and said, "God, you blessed him so well. I mean, you know, everything he has, you put a hedge around it." That should be our desire today, is to be covered by God in all areas of our lives, no matter what it is. I mean, to be covered completely in every single area, every aspect of our life. Are you there today? Are you seeking God to be covered today? Do you want God to cover every area of your life? I mean, we're in a time now where there's a lot of restlessness, like I told you. And you and I have to make sure that we stay kingdom-minded and that we keep our focus on the Lord. I mean, when you think about Job was a man just like us. And devil asked, he said, that Satan answered God. He said, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" He said, "Have you not put a hedge of protection around him and his household and all that he has on every side?" He said, "You blessed the work of his hands. You put prosperity and happiness upon him, and his possessions have increased in the land." The enemy hates it when he sees a child of God moving forward and progressing in the things of God. Why don't you grab hold of your destiny today? Ask God to come into your life. Ask him to put a hedge of protection around you. Ask him to become your spiritual covering. Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, as we go to the house of the Lord, as we go into prayer, we just thank you this morning that you are our spiritual covering. And just like Job, God, we pray that you'll put a hedge of protection around us. And I pray that you'll bless everything about us, God. The work of our hands, the increase in our lives, the happiness that we share. Everything, God, we want it to be protected by you. So we ask you today to come in today. to be our protector, to be our overseer, to be our security, to be our safety, to be everything to us that we need in this last hour in which we live. As we go forth today, we will command the morning, we will command the day, and we will say, yes, God, we're one of those like Job that in this last hour, when everything else, chaos is running wild, disarray is everywhere, all type of things are going on, people are running to and fro, we want to be considered as one who reflects your image in the earth. We want to be those people that you can say, look, have you considered my Apostle Charles Patrick? Have you considered my brother Charles? Have you considered Sister Carrie? Other people that are faith walkers with you? That's what we want God to be able to look into the earth and pull us out of his resources and say, look, Satan, here's somebody here who fears and reveres me. And they're abstaining from all evil. And I have a hedge of protection around them. I pray that this hedge of protection will dwell with you. It will rest with you. And may you have peace throughout your day. This is Apostle Charles Patrick, and I have shared with you today a kingdom perspective.